Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. California is in its sixth year of a drought. Last year's El Nino rainy season did little to help the situation, especially in Southern California, which is far below normal precipitation totals. Now, the drought could also play a role in a possible fight between regulation-favoring state officials like the governor, Jerry Brown, and President-elect Donald Trump in Washington. Gene Moran is professor in the Earth and Environmental Sciences Department at California State University, East Bay. Professor, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
What's the real state of shortage now in California? How do we contextualize it?
We have had some good storms, especially in Northern California already this year. And so in the northern part of the state, although we're only about a third of the way through the wet season, we have about half of the average precipitation for the year. The central and especially the southern parts of the state are in much worse shape and still have below average precipitation even for this year. And then, of course, in the longer term, they are well below average.
Is there a way, Professor, to quantify what the biggest impacts are? I know they're multifactorial, but you have ranchers and farmers, agriculture. You have the natural ecology, of course, drinking water, and drought in forested areas and brush areas, of course, leads to brush fires and forest fires.
So some of the visual cues that people have of the drought are somewhat dissipated. The hills are nice and green now in Northern California. But if you go up into the mountains, there are over 100 million dead trees in the Sierra Nevada. That's a result of the drought. The types of crops that are being planted and harvested are somewhat different. And really, though, when it comes down to the biggest effects, it has been on the ecosystem. So the fish count, the Chinook salmon, are way, way down. And the health of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta is very much in decline.
Professor, farmers were able to weather some of this drought by tapping into the water table and into groundwater to make up for the lack of some of the water above ground. Is that going to be able to continue?
Yes. In fact, farm earnings were at record levels during the drought. And much of the reason for that was that they pulled the water from underground. And that water is replaced on a much longer time frame than it's removed. So there was a law put in place in 2014, which is going to be a sea change in California in the way that groundwater is managed. It's called the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. And that will be hopefully not too little too late, but it'll be putting some strong regulations on how much water can be pumped from aquifers.
Now, California just made out in a federal water settlement. These types of settlements happen frequently, and they're a big deal. Has the latest federal water deal that involves California taken any of the pressure off the constant battles between ranchers and farmers and fishermen downstream?
Yes, there was a very large Federal Water Infrastructure Act, and one of the more controversial provisions was that it would allow more pumping for growers through the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to maximize supplies for the growers. But if anything, I think it may result in more conflicts because it's not clear how that is going to work in concert with the Endangered Species Act. And there are several species that are endangered. The Delta smelt is the one that you hear the most about, but there are Chinook salmon that are also endangered. And it's not clear how that act is going to work together with the Endangered Species Act.
And so all of this increases political pressure with all of the different stakeholders in an important agricultural and recreational and ecological state like California. The governor, as we mentioned, Jerry Brown, favors stronger environmental regulations. Of course, a lot of the growers in the Inland Empire and the agricultural parts of California are strong Trump supporters, anti-regulation at least. That's what he's telegraphing. Do we anticipate big clashes between these forces in the coming years?
I think we can anticipate big clashes. I was able to go hear Jerry Brown at a conference last week, and he struck a very defiant tone about what the federal government might do in the way of further regulations in California. Actually, the State Water Board has a proposal out to decrease diversions from the main tributaries to the San Joaquin River. So that's going to come in direct conflict with perhaps some of the things that are coming down from the federal level.
A continuing drought in California now in its sixth year, increasing pressure on the ecology, on the environment, on growers, on residents, and on California's politics. Gene Moran, professor in the Earth Sciences and Environmental Department at California State University, East Bay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.